September 1988. Voici Val. Il a des cheveux longs et bruns. Il a 22 ans. Voici Eleanor. Elle a 22 ans. Eleanor et Rod se sont mariés. Ils ont un bébé qui s'appelle Geneviève. Val and Eleanor drink beer and eat raspberry-filled crumb cake from the supermarket. Of course Val would come to visit, any Monday when he was off work. Eleanor and Rod's wedding, a 4th of July affair, was held on the lawn of the catering hall on the turnpike. Val stood among the groomsmen, distracted by the passing traffic. He had the longest hair of any of the males. It had gotten wavier with age and without daily blow-drying. Inside, the hall had many chandeliers and mirrors. It was no Versailles, but then Versailles wasn't Versailles anymore either. The reception was fine. Eleanor, very pregnant, très enceinte, danced only once, with Rod, who was burlier but not as tall as Val had thought of him. Val couldn't last long in conversation with the groom, who yapped about his new computer consulting company. A solid half of their high school classmates in attendance, now graduated from college, cawed about their first jobs. Val didn't discuss his position at Myron's, even though he'd been there for more than 3 years. With James uninvited and Eleanor seated, he was a little lost in the alumni scrimmage, and he gravitated to the not-yet-employed but actively-looking group, and then its blasé subgroup. A clutch of the latter went outside and got stoned in the parking lot. At the evening's end, Eleanor had the DJ play her own CDs. Bela Lugosi's Dead came on, and she sat quietly and beamed, holding her belly. In the crib, Geneviève bawls. Eleanor, oh, la pauvre! Yes, she is a poor child. She is a poor, hungry child. Val, you're not going to nurse her or anything, are you? Eleanor, why did you want to? Val, excusez-moi, madame, je n'ai pas de nichon. I do not have the teats, American mother. Eleanor, la mère, c'est moi. Val, you are the mother. Shit, this whole thing happened quick. Was it an accident or something? Rattling and racket outside, a train charges by the ranch house. Val gets up and regards the square backyard, its rear half quilted by Pacassandra. The Long Island Railroad tracks lie on the other side of the wooden fence. Val, lots of trains go by, huh? Eleanor, we don't hear it anymore, do we, Geneviève, do we? Le bébé hurle. Val, don't scream, mon petit chou. Eleanor, qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? Val, mon petit chou means my little cabbage. Eleanor, that's cute, mignon. Your accent is still good. Val, thanks to telephone. Eleanor, still playing guitar? Val, oh yeah. So when does Rodney get home? Eleanor, late. He does a lot of installs. It could be a big business. Val, I do a lot of installs too, and it's something. Eleanor, everybody needs a computer system. You know, you gotta call him Rod. It's his thing. You called him Rodney at the wedding and it pissed him off for a second. Val, ça marche. Eleanor, ça roule. Your job's not going so hot? Val, Myron's just, he's a control freak. I thought he was going to loosen up and let me handle more stuff, but it's the same. Eleanor, people don't change much. Val, yes they do, Mom. Eleanor, how's your mom? I haven't talked to her in a while. Val, she's the same. I was just down there back in, like, June. I think I told you that, or maybe not. Eleanor, how's her health? Val, cancer-free. Won't come up here at all. The power lines and the groundwater, you know. Eleanor, still selling real estate? Val, yep, mm-hmm. She's also, kind of selling these other products on the side with her new boyfriend. Eleanor, what products? Val, it's called Euthanasia. It's like a network. She goes to these meetings at people's condos and gets them to sell the products so she can make money off of them. Eleanor, what are the products? Val, they all have eucalyptus in them. Eleanor, so what the hell are the products? Val, like soap, candles, tea, syrup, pills. Le bébé crie et maman rit. She smiles, does Eleanor, at her screaming infant. Eleanor, c'est formidable, the eucalyptus tree. C'est fantastique, n'est-ce pas? Isn't it? Val, buff, je sais pas. After the tete-a-tete by the tracks, Val drives to the mall to swing through Sam Goody. Its compact disc area is growing, comprising a third of the store, but Val lacks a player. The fidelity just isn't there, Myron has testified while including the component in his patron's state-of-the-art systems. Vinyl stretches along two aisles, but nothing speaks to Val. It's like going to the pound and waiting for one pooch to connect with. One of Richie's friends, a jazz guitarist, now buys two of each record, planning years ahead to preserve and enjoy the music in its vitality after the petroleum-based medium vanishes. Val browses through the shrinking cassette section. Wow, there's a new Telephone album called Un Autre Monde, Another World. Well, it's not new, it's from 1984. How did he miss that release? Had it been that long since he'd gone in search of lost tunes? He zips over to the albums, but there is no Telephone whatsoever, so he leaves with the tape. The tar is patchy on the driveway of his house. Paint is peeling and the shingles are dog-eared. Val likes to think he mows the lawn every two Mondays, but sometimes it rains or is too hot or windy. When it rains, the neighbor's cat is nowhere to be seen. Thinking of the cat makes him for some reason think of Hermann Hesse's Steppenwolf, his last read. He didn't get that novel. The rock band Steppenwolf has two songs he likes, the classic rock radio stations play. Their names escape him at the moment. The rest of their oeuvre must be caca, because he's never heard another one of their songs. In the garage, he pops in the cassette and studies the miniature cover art, a childlike drawing of a guitarist in tight green shorts with a giraffe and a car, not a Citroën 2CV. Inside, there are no lyrics, only credits. John Entwistle is listed as playing the cuivre, whatever that is, on one track. The producer is Glyn Johns, who produced The Who, Val knew from his albums. He didn't know exactly what a record producer did, but this was an interesting trans-channel link. The opening song, Les Dunes, The Dunes, features synthesizers and tight-sounding toms trumping the bass drum. The overall sound of the remaining tracks troubles Val. It's sterile, very Euro, especially the one track with the electronic drum programming. The punk, brash attitude is gone. They'll come back to it again, he figures, feeling let down. Nevertheless, the tunes themselves are enjoyable. They show an infectious inventiveness. One song addresses going back to New York one day. Val would like to move to the city. Rod works there. James sits in the kitchen, bare feet propped on the trash can. He's wearing his shirt, tie, and slacks, back from the office. After finishing CC on the four-year plan, two more than typically required, he slid into an investment firm located near the expressway. He sold stocks over the phone with intensity, even aggression, that Val didn't know he had. Lately, he'd been calling prospects from the kitchen at dinner time. This was fine with Val because it spared him from James's harangues about the market. James referred to the market as though it were a person, albeit with varying roles. Buyer, seller, parent, superintendent, policeman, judge. Val didn't want to have a beer with the market. He knew that. James crosses off something on a printout, a list, then dials the phone. James. Hello, may I speak to Mr. Menchie? Oh, this is. Are you interested in earning 25 to 50% in 1 year? Are you aware of the technology boom? Have you heard of asset compounding? Yes, it's about the stock exchange. That's where the big boys play. Why not? Val opens a beer and looks out the window at the high grass. Once he drank beer tainted with grenadine and enjoyed it. James, if you don't make financial decisions without your wife, then put her on. I need to talk to the person who wears the pants in the house. Val heads out to the garage. A breeze has kicked up and it's quiet in the neighborhood. Sometimes 4 minutes, the length of a song, can pass without a car driving by. The Nova looks old and tired, worse off than the house. Someday he'll have to put it down. He picks up his guitar and flops in the recliner, gazing into the twilight.